Don't do any of these. These are stupid. They're bad. You're dumb. This is just chanting affirmations in the mirror is just stupid. Right. All right. So this coach's commentary is a video with Alex Ramosi. And I got to preface this with I really, really enjoy Alex's content as a collective whole. And I, in this particular one, I haven't hunted down the other ones yet. I didn't have them saved, but I there's a lot, and you'll probably find this in stuff that I'd say if somebody went and scrubbed through all my stuff. Now, I'm not looking to tear people down. I consume a lot of content, and that content supports me in a myriad of ways. But what I've found is I used to be very black and white and hear people and take people's thoughts and opinion as gospel. So what I'm about to share is somebody that there are people listening to, and quite frankly, at times what we've got to watch is we can become these mini clones of people. There's somebody, Mr. Beast, that talks about certain things he's willing to share and certain things he's not, because at times he doesn't want to create all these clones. And even by default, without sharing things, he will create clones. So this is an example. I've watched a lot of Alex's content, and effectively, you know, he'll say a lot of things are on a continuum. They're on a spectrum. He says that all the time. So things are not binary. They're not black and white. They're not either or, this or that, right? And yet, I'm going to play the clip for you and see how contradictory that is. And then I'm going to jam on what my thoughts are in regards to this. And we'll go from there. So rock and roll.
I don't do cold plunges. I don't put on yellow glasses. I don't wear finger toe shoes. I don't go to a red light sauna. I don't do a gratitude journal. I don't spend 90 minutes meditating. I don't walk outside barefoot. I drink a cup of coffee and I get to work. And the reason all that stuff's a waste of time is because you're spending the most productive time in your day not doing anything. It's when you're your most creative, when you have the most clarity of thought, when your brain is firing at the fastest, and instead you're wasting it chanting affirmations in the mirror.
I get it. Like, I totally, totally get it. But now I do a lot of content for people with ADHD, people who are neurodivergent thinkers, people who struggle to abide by the wonderful phrase, just do it, from Nike. For me, when I hear something like this, like, I get its sentiment, and there are going to be hundreds of thousands. I don't know, it doesn't show views here. There's 2,500 likes, which probably there's 50 to 100,000 views on this. And there are going to be people who have routines and who are doing things that are in this video, and it is working for them. It is helping them get things done, be productive. And they're going to hear this and they're going to think that they're an idiot, that they're a moron, that they shouldn't do it, that it's dumb. And they're going to stop doing those things that are helping them work, that are helping their unique brain type. Because a lot of people, in the content I share on here, is really about people understanding how they're wired, why they're doing what they're doing or not doing what they want to do. Because content is in abundance. If, you know, you've probably heard it before. I mean, everybody'd have six-pack abs with just the free information that's available. Everybody'd be millionaires. I mean, there's tons of free, cheap, and expensive content in every category pretty much out there, right? And so you take business, there are people like Alex giving enormous amounts of value for free. You don't have to spend $10,000 on a coaching program. But snippets like this taken out of context are, I believe, at times causing a lot of havoc, because again, people look up to someone like Alex and they don't understand how they're wired. And some of these things, imagine these glasses that I wear. Now, these are not for fun. They're not just for aesthetic. They're not just because they're cool and look cool on me. They are literally a necessity for me. And so some people, there's things that are like glasses that they may need to do, right? If you have 20/20 vision, and I don't, and you're telling me if Alex has 20/20 vision and I don't, and I'm listening to Alex and he says, don't do any of these things. These are stupid. They're bad. You're dumb. This is just chanting affirmations in the mirror is just stupid, right? It's a waste of time. It would be like telling somebody who needs glasses that they're stupid for wanting to wear glasses. It's like, so are you just going to make your life more difficult because somebody, yes, he may make an enormous amount more money. I'm not a 100 millionaire. I'm not a multimillionaire. I've made millions in my career, but I am obsessed with people who buy programs, buy courses, buy trainings, listen to books, listen to videos. They have all the access to information that they could possibly need, yet they are still struggling to take action. And yes, some of them are doing these things and they're not taking action. And some are doing these things and are taking action. And others are so confused. People say, get up in the morning, stay up at night. Like, people don't know what to do. But what you've got to realize is people are giving opinions based on their own life. Almost everybody. I'm still doing that at times, but I try to have enough awareness to recognize that I want to give you what maybe worked for me, but help you recognize that it's not one size fits all, but rather what size fits you. So sometimes what will work for me will work for you, but it won't work for everyone. you know, everyone can speak for someone, but someone can't speak for everyone. And we've got to recognize that. So people like this, with no awareness to what he's saying at times, well, he does have a lot of awareness, but at times not recognizing that these little sound bites will have hundreds of thousands of people see it, and there will be people it works perfect for. They stop all this nonsense, and they do it, and they're just so productive, and everything's working. And then other people are going to do that, and it doesn't work. And they're going to be so confused and feel so stupid because the thing that works for them, they believe they shouldn't do. So do you. Do what works for you. I heard somebody say Myron Golden the other day, you know, if you're not testing, you're guessing. We don't want to guess. So at times, we've got to see, what do you need? Do you need a special pair of glasses, or do you have 20/20 vision? And so be sure to question everything you hear, everywhere you hear it, and start to look in and test, 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 tweak, toss, and sometimes you keep. So rock and roll, my friends. This is Coach's Commentary. I'm Michael Gebbin, your mind mechanic, tuning up your heart, your mind one at a time so your dreams do not die in your heart, your head, or your hard drive. I'm here to help you become the mechanic of your mind. So be sure to tune in for more of these. I've got lots of different content and series coming out. I help the ADHDers, the creators, the dreamers, the doers, the entrepreneurs, and the neurodivergent thinkers. So rock and roll, my friends. Subscribe. Leave comments if there's clips that you would like me to give a coach's commentary. So just leave the clip. I don't know if you can look it up if you don't know how to save a clip. But you can save just these little clips. This is a reel, but you can also save clips from extended long version things. And that way I can get straight to the point that you'd like me to hear and you'd like me to react to. So rock and roll. Have a great day. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.